Well, it wasn't exactly a debate. Tom Connolly has 13 years under his belt on Sitka's school board. He's re-upping after a 2.5-year break. Tim Fulton is a 6-year incumbent. There wasn't much disagreement between the two during the years that they served on the board together, and there wasn't any during the chamber forum.
I totally agree with Tom on this.
Completely in agreement with what Tim was saying.
I agree with what Tom's saying for sure.
Which I agree with completely.
You get the picture. But in all fairness, Sitka's board has not been polarized much in the last few years, as the district has been forced to manage declining enrollments, relatively flat funding from the state, increased travel costs for student activities, and now an active effort in the legislature to fund private and parochial schools. These pressures have created solidarity on the board that was reflected in the chamber forum, that and the fact that these are the only two candidates running for the two open seats. Nevertheless, Connolly and Fulton both brought strong opinions to the conversation. Connolly, a pediatrician, could not overemphasize the importance of early childhood education.
We do know that if you're not reading by the time you reach the third grade, you're probably going to fail school eventually.
During Connolly's absence, the board cut a reading specialist at Baranoff Elementary School, as well as the middle school home ec program. Fulton said it was not an easy decision. Other financial pressure on the district mentioned by the candidates, an increase of only $150 in per pupil funding from the state this year, a formula often referred to as the BSA or base student allocation, and the city of Sitka's break from longstanding tradition and funding schools roughly $1.3 million below the maximum allowed by law, a phenomenon called funding below the cap. But not all financial pressure is external. The district has been criticized for overspending on technology. Both Connolly and Fulton stress that technology was a means to an end.
The most important element in a successful education is hiring and maintaining an excellent teaching staff.
The technology might be obsolete, but what we're teaching our students is not. Okay? So if we can teach them the love of learning, the passion for knowledge, and the correct way to disseminate that through the internet and everything out there, the social medias and so on, that's what we need to do.
The candidates also held strong views on what they perceive as threats to public education and the legislature. Senator Mike Dunleavy is a former school teacher, principal, and superintendent in Wasilla, who also spent 2 years on that community school board. He's introduced Senate Joint Resolution 9, which would amend the Constitution to allow public funding of private education. Connolly called it inconsistent with the American philosophy of government.
It is unfair to the children who are left in public schools after the others leave. Parochial and private schools that run on vouchers, generally speaking, take only the cream of the crop. They won't take children who are disabled in any way.
Other ideas being floated in the legislature include changing or eliminating teacher tenure or a guarantee of staying in a job. Fulton says it's on the public's mind. He thinks the answer is a combination of teacher evaluations and tenure.
The bottom line is we need effective teachers, right? We need the teachers to be the best. If we have a teacher that is not producing, we've lost that classroom. We've lost those students.
Fulton also defended the district's adoption of the Common Core, which in this state is known as the Alaska Standards. Common Core has become politicized. Fulton thinks the controversy is a distraction.
The Common Core standards are good. It increases the rigor for our students. It increases our expectations. It helps them compete on a national level to be competitive in this world economy that we find ourselves in.
In the past, Fulton has made activities funding a top issue, as increased participation costs have created inequities for some students and families. Connolly did not want to strip school down to just academics and cited one avenue for savings.
We should probably be wondering and considering and discussing just how much money we should be spending on travel.
In closing, Connolly told the chamber audience that children had been his life's work. A pediatrician for 45 years, Connolly retired in 2013 from Search. Fulton has worked for Alaska Airlines for 38 years since graduating from high school. He told the chamber, "I play well with others. I think I've been doing a good job." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.